Time with your hands lifted up. See, Ashe. Ooh. My God. Ashe, oh, Ashe, oh. Yeah. Sing it, Ashe. Ashe, oh.
You have done what no
what you've done for us. See how you set us free. You are the living God. Oh, yes, yeah. See what you've done for us. See how you set us free. You are the living God. Oh, yes, no one like you. You are my healer. You are my keeper. Before we go, the Lord gave me a song a few weeks ago, and I'd like to share with you real quick. I believe that it's a song of declaration, and this will be all that we will declare in the year 2025. It's pretty simple. Can you give me one? It says, no power of hell, no scheme of man can never block me from your hands, Jesus. No power of hell, no scheme of man can never block me from your hands. I want you to declare with me, sing aloud. No power of hell, no scheme of man from your hands. Come on, lift your voice and declare. No power of hell, no skills of man can never pluck me away from your will, Jesus. You're gonna declare over the person. We're gonna be the prophet of our lives tonight, and you declare. So we'll sing it one more time. Say no power. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell them, no scheme. We will come back here next year, 2025, and I will see you, and you'll be the best version of yourself. Hey, because the latter always surpasses the former. Come on, declare. No power. No skill, a man can ever take you. Look at your neighbor and declare over her. What can separate us from the love of God? No death, no life. Let your voice sing.
sign the Holy Spirit told me right there where I was standing. He said, the only reason you can make this declaration is if you have a relationship and a covenant with Him. Psalms 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow. So tonight, before we step into 2025, I want to give you an opportunity here tonight. If you know that you cannot boast that you dwell in the secret place, if you know that you don't have a relationship with God where you can make these declarations from a place of authority, tonight, wherever you are, I want you to come to the front right now, and the pastors are going to pray with you. We're going to lead you to know who Jesus is. You cannot make this declaration if you don't have a relationship with Him. Only sons and daughters can make these declarations. If you're here tonight and you say, oh, I've fallen by the wayside, I want to renew my relationship with God. I want to renew my covenant with God so I can have a glorious 2025. Wherever you are, boldly, I need you to run to the front right now as we pray with you. We're going to renew this covenant with you right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, come on, come on, come to the front right now. I feel there's a few people. The Holy Spirit told me, do not leave this place tonight without having a covering for 2025. It is only those who know their God that will be strong. Only those who know their God will be strong and do exploits. The exploits you can do in 2025 is connected to your relationship. Who is covering you? Come on, I feel there's two more people. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. You're not going to leave this place tonight until you surrender to the King of Glory. I'm waiting for you. Two more people. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Come on, hurry up here right now, right now. Hey, basa, basa. Keep singing that song. No power, no steam. Come on. Keep singing. Come on.
Can never block me.
Oh,
on, lift your hands in the presence of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for your glory and your power that is here. Thank you, Father, for the souls that have rededicated their lives to you. The Bible says over one soul that repents there is rejoicing in heaven. Lord, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for their destinies. We thank you for their future. We thank you, Father, for that which you've done in this place tonight. And I speak to everyone who is still believing and hoping and expecting a miracle. I prophesy to you right now, before the end of 2024, you will receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you before this year is over, God will come through for you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you, hey, that God will come through for you in the name of Jesus. Everyone who is standing right now with a sickness in your body, I need you to touch where, you know, you have that sickness. As we speak, I pronounce the healing power of God over you right now in the name of Jesus. You are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. This affliction will not follow you into 2025. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce you healed. I declare that you are healed and you are set free. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you right now. Every troubled mind, I rebuke you. You infirmity, I speak the blood of Jesus is against you. I rebuke you from the hearts and the minds of God's children. In the name of Jesus, I break you free from every addiction. I break you free from every affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus, this week, before this year is over, God will give you a testimony. Receive your testimony right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I speak over you right now that surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will continue to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And someone shout a big amen. Come on, I know you can do better than that. Shout a mighty, thunderous amen.